The case of a former school principal from Melbourne accused of sexually abusing her students is suddenly the biggest domestic news story in Israel. And that's thanks to alleged interference from the top, the nation's deputy health minister. Yaakov Litzman is a controversial ultra-Orthodox politician and a key supporter of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here's our Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
The extradition of Malka Leifer to Australia has been a second-tier story in Israel until now. The former Melbourne school principal and accused paedophile is now on the front pages of Israel's major newspapers, thanks to allegations she received help from one of Israel's most controversial politicians, Yaakov Litzman.
This is actually a huge story in Israel because of who Litzman is.
Jerusalem's deputy mayor, Fleur Hassan Nahum, says the politician is an important and polarizing figure in Israeli politics.
Which means he's the most senior ultra-Orthodox politician. He's the head of a Hasidic party. And the Hasidic sect are the same sect that owned the school that Malka Leifer was working.
Litzman is under investigation by Israeli authorities for alleged illegal efforts to stop Malka Leifer's extradition to Australia to face child sex charges. One of Malka Leifer's alleged victims, Melbourne woman Dasi Ehrlich, has been closely watching the developments.
My reaction over the day has just become more and more incredulous. I mean, the more I find out about what has been going on behind the scenes, things that we kind of were suspicious about, and now, you know, the pieces are finally coming together, 45 court hearings, no extradition, this is all starting to make sense.
It's alleged Malka Leifer abused as many as 14 girls at the Orthodox Adas Israel School in Melbourne between 2003 and 2008. She then fled to Israel, and police in Australia have been battling for 4 years to have her return to face trial. Dasi Ehrlich has been campaigning for her return.
I think very early on it became clear that there were a lot of people very willing to do anything they could to prevent justice. And to find out that, you know, it's gone all the way up to the Israeli government, it's just absolutely shocking and devastating.
At one point, she even tried to lobby Yaakov Litzman.
We met Litzman when we were in Israel a couple months ago. And we asked him if he would support extradition, knowing that he has a part to play in this case as the health minister. And he turned around, got very angry at us that we had even asked him this question, and said to us that he will not support extradition, but in his words, he is not going to interfere with it.
Israeli media are reporting that Litzman lobbied for a fake medical diagnosis for Leifer that would prevent her extradition. It's claimed that investigators have recordings of the minister applying pressure on a medical expert to provide a fake diagnosis. The minister denies any wrongdoing. Malka Leifer is in custody and faces a bail hearing next week. This is Adam Harvey reporting for Saturday AM.